This is Mountain Radio, and in 2012 we came to a very noisy Crans-Montana for the Men's World Cup. And it was a very emotional World Cup for the Valaisans and the Swiss, because it was Didier Couche's last World Cup, last time as an elite athlete. On the first day, on the 24th of February, he came first in the Super G. In the second day, which is when Mountain Radio was there, he came third. So we asked him how he felt he'd got on.
It started so well yesterday, the pressure was high. And my own pressure was even higher today. I got nervous before the start. Yesterday was like, okay, do your best and you will see what happened. And today I knew that I was able to win again. But yeah, you have to bring it from the top to the bottom really clean, especially when it's so soft. And I cleaned up the first half. Then I was a little bit too nice on the line. And down, exactly the opposite. I cut over the last row by the third split. And it cost me a lot of speed, because I had to push hard on the soft snow beside the track from the other guys. And I think I killed the snow until the last deep section. I'm an old guy and I need a few minutes to go down in Took.
It's hard to imagine a World Cup without Didier Couche. Can you imagine yourself next year just as a spectator?
Yeah, I can really imagine that, sitting in front of the TV with a coffee and croissant for the first run. Yeah.